Chapter 38. Often we look as long at the closed doors that we do not see the ones that have been opened for us. Helen Keller. Walls separate, doors or curtains communicate. Yesterday, you accompanied me to enter the tabernacle. Today, I invite you to think about the three curtains that we passed through so quickly yesterday. The first of these connects us from the outside of the tabernacle to the patio or courtyard that surrounds the internal structures. The second is the entrance of the holy place, and the third gives us access to the Holy of Holies, the very presence of God. There was no other way. There were no shortcuts to get to worship God. Let's see now the texture and colors of the curtains and their possible meanings. The twisted fine linen, symbol of the purity of Christ and his incarnation. Its humanity and its divinity interwoven. The blue color indicates us his celestial origin. The scarlet speaks of the suffering and sacrifice of Jesus. And the purple, the combination of the colors red and blue, indicates his royalty. Also, the entrance to this atrium indicates the way, the entrance to the holy place, the truth, and access to the most holy place symbolizes life. These entrances tell us about Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, because as he said, no one comes to the Father except through me, John 14:6. In life, many doors open to us, but not all of them lead us to a successful conclusion. Jesus said, I am the door. If a man goes in through me, he will be safe and sound. He can come in and out and find his food. John 10:9.